Welcome to the Golden State Media Concepts College Football Podcast, your ticket to all things college football. Are you looking to get your college football fix? Looking to get the latest news on your favorite school's team? Join us as we talk college football from the national championship to college rivalries to bowl games to the Heisman Trophy to which conference is the best. We've got you covered for the Big Ten, SEC, Big 12, Pac-12. ACC, and everything in between.
What is up? Welcome to the GSMC Football Podcast. My name is Tom Doherty, your host. This is the college football edition of the GSMC Football Podcast, which always is brought to you by the GSMC Podcast Network. As we come in today on a Friday, I mean, in the wake of a lot of news on this college football show, obviously, I mean, you guys can kind of tell what we're going to probably talk about today, at least for a good majority of the show, probably just kind of trying to figure everything out. I mean, everybody else is trying to figure everything out as well. The University of Ohio State University is trying to figure everything out. They've now appointed a group, though they've announced the group that's going to be investigating this whole thing. And, of course, this whole thing is in regards to Urban Meyer and his him being put on administrative leave following the firing of his wide receivers coach, Zach Smith, and then more news and allegations coming out about the fact that he did know about the abuse that was being committed by Coach Smith on his ex-wife a few years ago over the last few years. I mean, reading reports of this whole situation, I mean, you can get kind of insider reports. You can read all you want from what's going down on Yahoo, and Dan Wetzel has a great column on Yahoo to give you kind of a perspective on what's going on and the behind the scenes. I don't want to say timeline of this whole scenario and everything, but what's going to come down to is it's going to come down to Urban Meyer probably getting a buyout. That's why you have this paid leave time right now, because you're going to be trying to negotiate a buyout with the coach because he still is under contract, but there's no morality clause because it's not something that he did personally. It's something that he, whether it's loyalty that got in the way, it was misguided loyalty or whatever it was for Urban Meyer that caused this to come out, and it caused it to come out, the fact that he did know about what was going on and decided not to go forward with it. I mean, reading all the behind the scenes kind of stuff, I mean, when you get, I don't know, it's really interesting because Zach Smith's wife, obviously, she was a victim. She was, and she was very communicative with other wives around the program, very communicative with Urban Meyer's wife, Shelley. And it kind of came to, I mean, at least I'm reading that it came down to her telling Shelley about what was going down between her husband at the time. Zach Smith is no longer with his wife now, but at the time, and kind of just figuring out what was going to be going on, you know, telling Shelley, oh, this is happening. And Shelley was like, oh, okay, well, we should tell Urban. And I mean, the thing is, the ex-wife of Zach Smith, that's Courtney Smith, she has, I mean, the latest actual thing where charges were involved was back in 2009, and Smith was arrested for domestic abuse while working for Urban Meyer at Florida. And Meyer does acknowledge that he knew about that, and obviously was aware of the arrest. And he said that Courtney, his wife, or at the time, had dropped the charges of stemming from that arrest. Almost 10 years ago. So, I mean, This is a scenario, but of course, and other things come up. It's a weird scenario, but everything's come up from 3 years ago. There was a 2015 incident that, I mean, I guess because they're divorced now, and the reason why Smith was actually finally fired from his job at Ohio State just this year was because he violated a restraining order that was over Courtney. He violated a protective order she had placed on him. So that's why Urban decided to let him go now. But I guess he did not know about the 2015 incident where there was choking involved. Courtney said Zach choked her and threw her against the wall while their 5-year-old son and 3-year-old daughter clung to her legs. This is a quote from Meyer when he was asked about it. He's like, Urban Meyer was said, quoted, "I was never told about anything. It never came to light, never had a conversation about it. So I know nothing about that." That's pretty curt about that. When that's in the comments about the occurrence in 2015 that I just talked about. So, the thing is, there's a whiff of doubt in this whole thing because this is not the first time. It's not our first rodeo with a coach saying, "I didn't know this, I didn't know that." We've had coaches. I could bring it up. Joe Paterno. It's happened. We've seen it. We've seen it happen. He comes out. Then we find out. Oh, he did know about what was going on with Sandusky and decided to not say anything. He gets his statue taken down at Penn State, and the end of his life is quite difficult. And then you have the same kind of thing in Louisville with Coach Paterno, not Coach Paterno, Coach Pitino. Interesting, Coach Pitino being let go because of the fact that he was allowing their recruits, their visitors, kids coming to visit, high school kids, mind you, come visit their school and go to strip clubs and brothels, and they had strippers on the on retainer with the program. And he's like, "Oh, I didn't know about that." Yeah, I did. Yeah, no, at least you knew about it. And he kind of was like, "Oh, you." As a head coach, you can imagine there's a sense of, "Oh, let somebody else deal with that. I have too many things to deal with." I'm not saying this is what's going on right here at Ohio State. That's more of a kind of thing towards Louisville. It's like if you hear some sort of whiff or inkling that you have a stripper on campus or you have a call girl coming to parties for your recruits, you could be, that's just jock talk. It's just locker talk. Oh, whatever. They'll deal with it. Don't care. That is a little more realistic, and especially coming from Rick Pitino, this is a different scenario. This is domestic abuse. This is, I know people get, "Oh, what's going to happen to Urban Meyer? What's going to happen to Urban Meyer? What's going to happen to Urban Meyer?" Well, what we should probably focus on what Courtney Smith has to say. And of course, Courtney Smith, of course, is going to be fingers being pointed at her, being like, "Why'd you save all those texts? Why do you have all this documentation of this other than just to come forward now? You called the cops multiple times. You've never filed charges except for that one time back in 2009 that was eventually dropped. You stayed married to the guy for as long as you did before you finally, I guess, the last straw happened and you decided to divorce him. So that begs the question. And you can kind of extrapolate off of that where everything's kind of going. You can make your own. I mean, you can make your own conclusion if you really want to. You could look at all the evidence saying that, well, she never really filed charges against him. The only time she did, she dropped them. She has all these text messages unless you're actually going to physically do something, like actively go out there and maybe make a right out of a wrong, you save those messages. You save your messages so you can get him in trouble. You can have some backup to get your own husband in trouble, maybe whether it's in a divorce settlement or it's in some sort of trial that you can have a civil trial in this if you really wanted to try and see if there's any punitive damages, but that'd be down the road probably. And she has all this evidence, all these text messages with wives of other coaches' wives, Urban Meyer's wife, wives of staffers program. I mean, this is a massive program. This is one of the biggest programs in the country. And you're talking about the head coach. I mean, my question is, yes, Urban Meyer needs to be called on the carpet here. He needs to be, everything needs to go through the motions of this investigation. But you also need to question the AD. If head coach is football, he's a football coach. Personnel is usually he is a figurehead, I guess. The head coach is like in personnel. He's the head honcho, head coach, personnel of all the staffers. But you also have an athletic director who is there as well to come in there and help out. I don't know. I just, when Urban Meyer went to Ohio State, I was like, really? That's kind of a, I never really thought he really fit in there. It was kind of weird. I mean, you saw Jim Tressel. Jim Tressel got banned from the NCAA, from NCAA football ever doing anything involved with the college players because he just supported his players, Terrell Pryor being one of them, for and he said he didn't know anything. He's supporting his players because they went out and got some autographs and were paid for autographs. And sold some memorabilia and stuff like that. And he's like, he was denying that he knew anything about it and stood by his players. And then everything came out. Oh, he did know about it. And he gets banned because you don't, well, the thing is, you don't, it's weird how things kind of get put in perspective with the NCAA, beating a woman and knowing about it versus kids selling memorabilia with their signature on it for money so they can eat. I mean, it's unfortunate. It's a travesty. But the NCAA, it's almost like you think, oh, they probably would care about the kids getting money because they're so worried about this amateurism that they're going to ban the head coach that allowed it to happen. And then now we'll see what happens to Urban Meyer, obviously, because there has to be an investigation. There's going to be, you got to go through the motions of finding out some good hard evidence, at least, that points at Urban Meyer. Number one, you could find out if he knew it all. You talked to his. The thing is, the main thing was that you never talked to. There was an investigation or there was some sort of thing. I know. Yeah. So it was, if an investigation was conducted, even Meyer or yeah. So what they're saying is they're questioning the fact that Ohio State, if they did their due diligence on their own in-house investigation. Regarding Zach Smith and his wife, just them, not nothing to do with Coach Meyer or anything like that. But in this piece from Dan Wetzel, which is, I mean, one of my favorite sports writers for Yahoo, and he comes out and says, like, well, if they did an investigation before, why didn't they talk to anybody? I mean, if Urban Meyer, I mean, this is his. I mean, if any investigation was conducted, yeah. Or by anybody at Ohio State or Urban Meyer, what did you do? What did it entail? Did you talk to anybody? I mean, Courtney Smith quoted saying, nobody from the university came and asked me my side of the story. They know there was an investigation going on, and not once did anyone call me and ask me what happened. That's a problem and it needs to change. Yeah, that's a problem. That's a problem, and it's pointing a lot of fingers back at your head coach. And maybe, I mean, the thing is, the fact that, okay, yes, head coach, was he told by others above him to, hey, keep this quiet, we don't want this going around, don't even try and get deeper, we just need to go through the motions, look like we're doing what we need to do, and then we're going to let it go, kind of situation, or was that's the problem. That's what this investigation is for. Was it the AD kind of telling him, hey, Urban, let's lay low a little bit here. We're just coming off this. We're still kind of coming off this whole Jim Tressel thing with our other players, and dealing with this. We don't need any more black marks here at Ohio State. So, I mean, I don't want to speculate. I'm speculating the fact that yes, maybe there's a bit of a conspiracy going on here, because why else wouldn't you? I mean, why else wouldn't you? Urban Meyer has been around for a long time. This is a coach who's been champion, a professional. I mean, not professional. I mean, a successful coach at a lot of different places. And I mean, he knows how to run a program. You think he would know how to run a program? This isn't, I mean, unfortunately, domestic violence in our country is not crazily random. It happens. And I don't know if it's, I can't speculate the fact that it's happened before, but within another one of his personnel, but it happened with Coach Smith back in Florida. And you think maybe you dealt with it a little bit better down in Florida, but now it's happened again. Maybe the university got involved as well, and that would definitely be a systematic problem, anything kind of problem that would need to be fixed if their initial investigation did not involve any sort of conversation with Zach Smith's ex-wife, Courtney. All right, that's just the beginning of this. We'll come back after the break and we'll do some more conversationing about this whole situation and maybe what the future for Urban Meyer holds, even though, honestly, that's not probably even the most important thing. The most important thing is getting the story straight and making sure Courtney Smith is all right and is, you know, everything is kind of kosher here. So everybody stay tuned. We'll be right back with after the break and talking a little bit more about this Urban Meyer situation and maybe any outlook for Ohio State football. Stay tuned.
Are you looking for help for your fantasy football team? Check out the GSMC Fantasy Football Podcast. Get today's best advice on who to start, who to sit, even who you should draft. From sleeper picks to red-hot lineups, they got it all covered for you. That's gsmcpodcast.com/fantasy-football-podcast. We'll cover traditional leagues, dynasty, PPR, even IDP leagues. When you need fantasy help, there's just one show to hit up. Don't forget to like them on Facebook and follow them on Twitter. Visit gsmcpodcast.com for more info.
All right, GSMC Football Podcast on a Friday today here as we are continuing our talk on this Urban Meyer situation at Ohio State. Well, I mean, it's not just Urban Meyer. I think it's kind of everything. And, yeah, if everything is kind of pointing at a systematic, I mean, I don't know what to call it, cover-ups or, I don't know, I'm not a conspiracy theorist, but I read what is going on, and it looks like that's what's going on. It is. And Gene Smith, the athletic director at Ohio State, I would think his seat's a little hot right now, too, because, I mean, if you had a university in 2015 not even talk to the accuser is quite ridiculous. I mean, yeah, this is the it could be any number of administrators. I mean, I think Urban Meyer, who's focused on football, focused on winning football games. I mean, this is back in 2015 when they were winning the national championship, or I think the year they're coming up to becoming a national champions, or close to it. Well, I'm thinking maybe the year after, a year before, I think. They had just become national champions. It doesn't matter when they came. It doesn't matter. Ohio State is Ohio State. They're a big football powerhouse. It doesn't matter. They're going to be at the height of play their football abilities lately. In 2015, the fact that you can't investigate a domestic violence accusation accordingly, if you're really going to go, oh, we believe our coach. I've known this guy for a long time. He got arrested for domestic violence already, right? Back in 2009, you admitted you knew that. So if you knew this is not the first time you've heard about something problem regarding Zach Smith and getting angry or getting physical at any point with his wife, you'd take that a little more seriously, wouldn't you? You wouldn't just run some, I mean, Dan Wetzel puts it as, he denied it and we believe inquiry kind of thing. You know, so he denied it, we believe kind of thing where, yeah, girls, I'm not going to put, this is the last time we're going to put it back on the ladies. This is not the scenario. I know people like, we've had situations where, I mean, we just had one in San Francisco at the earlier this year, Reuben Foster, everything was looking like he was going to go down for this domestic violence stuff. The girl had bruises. His ex-girlfriend had all these pictures and stuff. And she said the story to the police. Oh, and then, well, we don't know what happened. We don't know what happened. She eventually came back. She recanted her statement. But this is a girl who has had history of trying to ruin the careers of high-profile athletes. She's done it before to somebody, I think. Well, no, I think. I'm pretty sure I read something that she's not the first time she's trying to do this, where he breaks up with her, and she's all devastated for being broken up with, and she's like, I'm going to ruin your career. I'm going to cry wolf and say you hit me, and then you're going to get your career is going to be over. Well, if it was found out that he did not hit her, she came back and she recanted her statement. Whether she, I'm not going to even try and speculate. I mean, of course, this whole thing breeds speculation of coercion and stuff like that. And I mean, so does this. This Ohio State kind of thing makes me think of coercion. Whether it was people coercion on Urban Meyer to not do anything about it, coercion on Courtney Smith to stop talking about it, or maybe she was coerced back in 09 to drop her charges. We don't know. We don't know any of that stuff. Football programs have a lot of people in them, and there's a lot of, I mean, I don't want to say money, but there's just a lot of influence. We'll just say that. There's a lot of people in those programs that have a lot of influence and have a lot of freedom to be influencing. We'll just say that. And the fact that it's all coming out now regarding this stuff with at Ohio State, their postseason starts, it kind of sucks. It puts a really big damper on it. And I think Urban Meyer, he's kind of done. I think he's pretty toasted over there at Ohio State. He's on his way out. They're working out a buyout right now for his contract, because technically they can't. If he was the actual one to hit his wife, and they found and he was it was guilty on that, then they could just terminate him. Obviously, they could terminate him, no buyout, nothing, just terminate his contract. But that, it's called a morality clause, and he did not violate the morality clause, apparently. Even though you'd think that maybe this would, you heard about somebody being your coach. I mean, the thing is, I will get to that in a minute. You heard about your coach being committing domestic violence on his wife, and you did nothing about it. That's pretty immoral. So, I mean, maybe you could. I would argue that you could try and enact the morality clause, but there's probably language in that clause that would require it to be his actual fault. Like, he'd actually have to do something to have that taken out. I'm sure there was provisions in there as well. So, I'm not a contract lawyer, but I just could imagine that's what it was. I think I read it somewhere that that's the case. So, yeah, if he knew about it, I mean, whether, I mean, there's quotes from, there's quote, I mean, whether, I don't know, I don't want to say that there's, I don't want to say they're falsified, I don't think they're falsified. They sound very genuine seemingly reliable source. This is Courtney Smith continuing her quote, saying, "I told Shelley Meyer, Urban's wife, I sent her some pictures. I spoke to her on the phone. She said she was going to have to tell Urban. I said, that's fine. You should tell Urban. You can't have someone like this coaching young men." Okay. Well, then did Shelley tell Urban? We don't know that either. So I mean, that's the linchpin for me, obviously, as if his wife was like, oh, I don't want to have to burden him with this, or this is another, Zach's getting bad again, or something like that. I mean, you think the wife of the head coach would be like, you know, you need to fire this kid. This guy's not no bueno. He's had incidents down in Florida. He's had the cops called him a bunch of times. Maybe, I mean, I know, of course, you beg the question, oh, the wife's crazy. She's just calling the cops. She's never pressing charges. She's just making a ruckus of it. I mean, there could be a little bit of that involved. There's everything's on the table right now. Everything is. That's why they haven't fired him yet, because you never know. I mean, they could find something out where he tried to do something about it, and the AD was really the one at fault, and AD shut it all down and everything. So we don't know. I mean, he obviously came out to the media and denied it, so he's already been on the record of if he did know about it, lying. So I mean, it is very interesting. There's another, I mean, obviously these texts are all documented, they're all archived from Courtney Smith, which is very, it adds more fuel to the story, and it really is, makes it interesting, because it's going to be just adding more speculatory. You can't call it hard evidence, because it's not him talking, it's not her talking to him, it's her talking to somebody else, it's her talking to another wife of a staffer. This is Lindsay Voltolini that she's talking to on these texts, and it did suggest that Urban did know and asked Zach Smith about the incident in 2015, and that's the problem right there, because he could have known. He did know. I don't know why he would ever come out and deny that he knew, but what you say that you know. You say you asked your head coach. I mean, you asked your coach if he was doing these things. He said no. Then he lied to you. You were lied to. Now you could be, you could victimize yourself on that if you really want to. But then again, you could. People are just going to kind of scoff at that and be like, really? He lied. He just straight up lied to your face and you did nothing about it. You just took his word. A guy who's already been arrested for this kind of situation. They don't just arrest you for no reason, you know, right? There has to be some sort of like probable cause for a officer to arrest you. Even if she drops the charges eventually, he was arrested. I mean, there wasn't, that happened in 2009. And that was when he was working for Urban at Florida. So it's just very precarious and very interesting that we're at this point now with what, days before the season starts. I mean, literally 20 something days before the season starts, and Ohio State's going to probably be without their head football coach. And I don't know, Urban Meyer, like I said, Urban Meyer at Ohio State always kind of was weird to me. I mean, he's always been the Florida head coach, I mean, for my whole life, but I don't know. He's just kind of, I don't know if he doesn't really fit in. He's not really Big Ten. He doesn't scream Big Ten football to me. Not that I'm really worried about the football aspect of it now, which is the problem. But with this whole, which is another thing, is I'm not going to be short-sighted to make this. The problem is domestic violence, obviously. The problem is this violence against women and people not being able to control their tempers. And then, of course, the stigmatization of it and how it can put a black mark on a program. And you think you can try and keep it under wraps. And you think you can try and keep it in-house. And then, of course, nope. Somebody talks and you have Courtney Smith finally being like, hey, nobody talked to me during this investigation of my husband, ex-husband now, so I'm going to go talk to the media. Sorry. I'm going to do it. I'm going to go talk to the press. And now that's what's happened. And I think that, I mean, come on. If Shelly Urban did not tell her husband about domestic violence occurring in his program, I have a really hard time believing that. I do. I mean, it could stem from Courtney never telling Shelly and lying about it to the press. That's possible. I don't want to speculate anybody's motives or anything on this. I know we talked about Reuben Foster and his situation with his ex-girlfriend. There was a specific motive there. She was pissed that he broke up with her, and she decided to go on a vendetta against him and accuse him of a bunch of stuff. I mean, and then, of course, there's a video of her getting in a fight, and that's how she got all the bruises. I mean, you can kind of extrapolate it on down. Like, you can believe that for however you want. You could still say he hit her, but she just recanted her statement so he can keep playing. But, I mean, I'm not going to speculate on that. We already talked about powers that be and the quote-unquote influence, wink, wink, nod, nod, nudge, nudge, influence. But, yeah. That's kind of the dirty side of things, and we want to be all kosher here. Like I said, kosher, clean, and try and look at things from definitely the most objective point of view that we possibly can. And that's what you got to do. You use your reliable media sources. I really like this article from Dan Wetzel here. It was a good one. He even actually wrote another one saying that if Urban Meyer was involved in this, he deserves to be fired. And he absolutely does. He absolutely deserves to be fired. If he knew about it. Now, there's obviously some extraordinary circumstances as well. So if he did know about it, tried to act on it, and was shut down by higher-ups, then you go, Gene Smith and above. There could be other administrators involved in this because they did not talk to the wife of the... They didn't talk to the accuser. During their initial investigation, they never talked to the accuser. And I think, actually, there was an announcement earlier, or yesterday or early today, with the announcement of the group that will be investigating, direct the investigation. And everybody in the media, most media members were urging Ohio State to use an outside investigation service. And Kirk Herbstreit obviously is eager to hear. He comes out and of course has his comments regarding the Meyer address, the allegations. But so this is actually, yes, it's going to be interesting. So we kind of have a mixture of people. So we have the group of people looking that will direct Urban Meyer's investigation. They are going to be three members of the board of trustees. That's going to be Alex Fisher, Janet Porter, and Alex Shumate. as well as three people not associated with the university, former Ohio State Speaker Joanne Davidson, former acting U.S. Deputy Attorney General Craig Mulford, and former U.S. Attorney of the Second Southern District of Ohio, Carter Stewart. So they have, like I said, they have a mixture of people involved with the university and then some outside people who held high jobs in the state of Ohio and for the United States Justice Department. So that's pretty cool as well. So not pretty cool, but it's pretty necessary, I guess, to get involved. And of course, that will work in conjunction with the university's Office of Compliance and Integrity to investigate Urban Meyer. All right, that'll wrap it up for this segment. We'll come back and do a little bit, just a tad more talk on this before we come into the first AP poll. Actually was released the other day as well, so we'll get into that regarding the AP poll, and I'll give you my thoughts on how everybody was stacked up for the preseason poll, and then we'll sign off for the day. So everybody stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
Check out the show that's built on the MMA. From the UFC to extreme cage fighting, they got the fights covered. Check out the GSMC MMA podcast. Get the latest news on past or upcoming fights. Join us as we talk to and about some of the biggest names in the MMA, past, present, and future. When it's the fight game, there's just one show to check out. GSMCpodcast.com/MMA-podcast. Don't forget to like them on Facebook and follow them on Twitter. Visit GSMCpodcast.com for more info.
Welcome back to GSMC Football Podcast, the college football edition on a Friday today here, as we've been talking about the Urban Meyer situation at Ohio State. Of course, not something you really want to talk about. We want to talk about the outlook for the football season, but one of the most high-profile coaches in this game will likely be out of a job pretty soon here, as the investigation will be undergoing right now. So, I mean, it is what it is, but, you know, yeah, they'll figure it out. I mean, we'll leave it to Ohio State to figure out their own problems. I'm kind of lost for words at a certain point here, because we've learned everything we're going to learn, I think. And it's kind of for things to be unearthed, at least to be unearthed a little more and be brought to light a little more, not just have Courtney Smith go out and talk to the media. It's tough. It's a tough situation. It's a tough thing to talk about. It's just a rough situation for everybody. And you kind of get your name dragged through the mud. I mean, some people deserve it. Honestly, Zach Smith, if you're a wife beater, if you abuse your wife, you deserve to be dragged through the mud. I mean, it's not, no victimization here, nothing. Urban Meyer, I mean, the problem with him is that we don't know definitively, everything's pointing that way. We don't know definitively that he has a problem here, but it is what it is. Everybody's kind of evolved. Urban Meyer hasn't. Whether it's going to be probably a loyalty issue or what it is, the issue with loyalty issue or issue with a cover up, or whether he's being told from above to kind of put things under wraps. Or, I mean, how hard is it just to let somebody go? I don't know. I don't understand. Like, he was a wide receivers coach. Not like it's a player in the NFL where talent can sometimes outshine off the field issues, as we've seen. But I mean, it's just kind of weird. It's a really weird situation. So it looks like that Gene Smith did say, it says that he's going to be on leave during this inquiry will facilitate its completion. So that's why he's on leave. That's what they're saying, he's on leave right now. I'm kind of thinking he's on leave because they're trying to figure out, obviously they know which way the investigation is probably going to go, and they're probably going to have to figure out a buyout. This is, of course, coming after Courtney Smith did say that several people close to Meyer knew about the allegation of domestic violence in 2015. From her ex-husband, some people as close as his, as Meyer's own wife, Shelley, who apparently was saying that, yes, he had to tell Urban. And I mean, I don't know. I'm not sure. I mean, one thing is that she has those transcripts of all the tweets, of all the tweets, all the texts. But then she was quoted in saying to the stadium, which is that outlet for that she was the interview was for. She gave the interview for, and she didn't show any like texts or anything of her record texts for between her and Mrs. Meyer, but she did say that she knew she was the one who she told about what was going on, and then that Mrs. Meyer was the one was going to tell Urban about it. But I mean, whether she did or she didn't, I mean we don't know yet. And if she did, it's unfortunate that it's come to this, and Urban Meyer probably will, his days are going to be numbered at this university if they aren't already, and likely some other people are going to be involved as well, because I feel like if an AD does not have a constant open dialogue with his head coach especially of a major football program like this, that and in this you don't know about something like this, come on. It's just it's tough. All right, going back to Ohio State and what they're going to be dealing with now going forward. At least when Urban is going to be gone, I don't think he's coming back. So, but just going through what's going to be, who's going to be taking over. It's going to be the offensive coordinator for the Ohio State Buckeyes. That's Ryan Day, the 39-year-old just joined the staff last year in 2017 as a co-offensive coordinator and offensive coach. And then was quickly promoted to offensive coordinator after the 2017 season, and given most of the play calling duties as well, primary play calling duties as well. So then, of course, this is a guy who's been he played quarterback back when he was at New Hampshire. Chip Kelly was actually the offensive coordinator for that school back then, and then was a graduate assistant with Urban Meyer down at University of Florida, and then also became a coordinator at the Temple University in Philadelphia, and also at Boston College before coming back to the NFL level going to the NFL level and going back with Chip Kelly, back with the Niners and the Eagles, and then of course, and then he will now come back to the Buckeye staff that has a former head coach in Greg Schiano, who, I mean, remember he was a coach, head coach at Rutgers and at Tampa Bay for the Buccaneers. And then also you have the former Indiana coach, Kevin Wilson, as well. So they have not announced a timetable on how long the investigation is going to take. The statement from the from Wednesday night from the university is we are focused on supporting our players and getting to the truth as expeditiously as possible, of course, this is what's going on. So of course there was two different incidents. That's the thing. This is not just the first time. That's actually my main problem. If this was a first time thing, and you're like, no way, this couldn't possibly happen to Zach. I love Zach. He's a great guy. I've been around him forever. I couldn't possibly believe. You're in denial, almost. You're in denial. You're blinded by loyalty kind of scenario where you're in denial. You believe his defense of himself when he comes and talks to you, a man-to-man talk. He's like, looking to me in the eye and telling me you did not do this. He didn't do this. But there was another incident. That's not going to happen. That's not the case here. 2009, Zach Smith was arrested for aggravated battery on his pregnant wife, allegedly throwing her into a wall after an argument back in Gainesville. So that's when he was working for Urban Meyer at Florida, and she did drop the charges. I'm trying to say, so it looks like that there was a person, somebody by the name of. This is actually Hiram DeFries and mentor Earl Bruce There you go. There's Earl Bruce, the former Ohio State head coach. That's who is Zach's grandfather. Encouraged her not to pursue legal action. So actually, that's another thing that I was talking to Tate about yesterday, is that this is Zach Smith isn't just some random coach. He is part of the fabric of Ohio State football because his grandfather is Earl Bruce. And if you don't know who Earl Bruce is, Earl Bruce is a very big name in Columbus. I mean, we can. Well, you want to go look up Earl Bruce, and you find out what he means to the University of Ohio State. I mean, Ohio State University. I mean, Earl Bruce. Obviously, well, he's been passed for a little bit, but so I'm trying to see who. I mean, what it says here. So it says, Courtney Smith dropped charges. Urban Meyer's close friend Hiram Fritz. So okay. So it looks like that he did. He was the one that pursued her not to pursue legal action. So that's a good thing, right there. As he was the one to have her not pursue legal action. Oh, that was back in 2009. So yeah, Bruce actually passed away this year in April. Earl Bruce did April 20th, 2018. So back in 2009, he was actually active. I mean, that's nine years ago. Yeah, he was him and DeFries were the ones to kind of get on her and to tell her not to press any charges on his grandson. And then at Media Days, he did say that Meyer, like I said, did come out and say that he knew about the 09 incident, and that he and his wife were both reaching out to Zach and Courtney to help them seek counseling and such like that as well. So, and Zach Smith did obviously remain on the staff at Florida, and then came along with Meyer when he was hired at Ohio State back in 2011. So, yeah. I'm sorry. Yeah, it's very interesting. It's precarious situation. You have a guy who, I mean, you have one of the most legendary coaches in Ohio State history. This is the guy, Earl Bruce, who was there. He was there for quite a while. He's got a great record in college. I mean, that's a lot of colleges. Obviously, he's been at Iowa State, Ohio State, Northern Iowa, Colorado State. Coached a bunch of smaller football teams as well. But he was at Ohio State for 8 years, and in the 80s and 90s. So I mean, the late 70s and 80s, and won four Big Ten titles. So, and there you go, winning four Big Ten titles right there. And being a big name in their coaching pedigree, especially a big name in that area. And, you know, when you get involved in stuff like that, it's kind of weird. It's a weird, like I said, we've evolved. Everybody's evolved, but Urban Meyer has not. I mean, everybody's kind of evolved past, like, you know, the whole grandfather buddy thing, where it's like, you know, I don't care who your daddy is, like, kind of situation. Yeah. And then, of course, there was a 2015 incident we're hearing more and more things come out from this. This is 3 years ago, but this is a police did investigate a domestic violence call against for Zach Smith. I mean, this is when they were separated. He was not charged, and Courtney was telling this week that she informed. This is when she heard during her main, like, you know, interview and stuff, when she actually told us this week. 3 years later, that she actually did talk to wives of different coaches, including Shelley Meyer. So what if you're not getting any results 1 year later, 2 years later, and now 3 years later, you're finally going to come out and say, oh, yeah, I told all the college coaches' wives. I don't know. It makes me shake my head, because if you want something to happen, I want to be behind you. I want to be supporting of you. If this all happened to you, I want to be supporting you. You're just making it very difficult because you waited 3 years. I know it's going to be difficult to get the courage to come out and talk to the media. I completely understand that. But if you really want something to happen, just kind of put your straight face on and go tell us. And tell us with conviction. That's what I'm trying to say. And don't wait 3 years, please. I mean, I know it's there is no such thing as late, I guess, if you're trying to tell your story and things like that. I definitely want to want to try and encourage that. You know, don't just keep it. If you're going to, whatever time is right for you, do it. But the earlier the better, you know what I'm going to say. And of course, this is all coming from reporter Brett McMurphy. And she told him this week that she obviously was involved in talking with the wives, including Shelley Meyer. Also reported a text message exchange between Courtney, and that's why she said all those text messages backed up from years, printed out if she got a new phone, apparently. And this is Lindsay Voltolini, the wife of Ohio State Football Operations Director Brian Voltolini. And, you know, that's, we talked about that a little bit in the prior segments. And then, of course, you have the comments from Urban Meyer saying that he didn't know anything about it. All right. We'll come back. There's a couple more things I want to get to regarding that. Who Hyrum DeFries is, and Shelley, a little bit of Shelley Meyer's role as well. So we'll do that. And then we'll, like I said, we're still going to get to the power. We'll get to the preseason rankings, the polls. So everybody stay tuned and we'll be right back.
Check out the show built around the women of MMA. From the UFC to the extreme cage fighting, we got the fights covered.
Listen.
It's the Golden State Media Concepts Women's MMA Podcast. The latest news of upcoming fights, discussions of previous matches. Join us as we talk to and about the biggest names in women's mixed martial arts, past, present, and future. When it's the women's fight game, you know where to listen to. The Golden State Media Concepts Women's MMA Podcast.
All right, welcome back to GSMC Football Podcast on a Friday today here as we're just doing some talk regarding Urban Meyer and the whole situation at Ohio State. And I just want to touch on a couple more things before we go over to the new AP rankings. Shelley Meyer, her role obviously in this was obviously that it was reported that Courtney Smith told her about what was going on. And that she said she was going to tell Urban. So that's kind of your linchpin right there. So if she told Urban, then Urban knew, so Urban's lying. And, I mean, Courtney says that she believes Shelley told him. And, I mean, it is what it is. But she never said that Shelley... She said she was never informed back. She never was given confirmation that Shelley did pass along the message at that time. Obviously... Courtney Smith was, this is all coming out from her through a reporter. That's still Brett McMurphy up there that I was talking about before. So you see a text message exchange actually. So you do have, we have the text messages from Shelley and Courtney, that McMurphy did report. Shelley asked Courtney whether she, did it get the restraining order, and referred the pictures of bruises that Courtney had sent her. And then, of course, Shelley reportedly wrote that Zach Smith scares her, and that's a quote, he scares me. And Courtney said Shelley often would check on her, but then, of course, this is that's all she could do to help the situation. So, I mean, I don't know. You're the head coach's wife. It's still a kind of in the public eye profile scenario. With your, not nearly as much as your husband, obviously, because he's the coach. He's sitting on the sidelines all day long, with her kind of just up in this, tucked away in the stands. But now she's coming to light, and I don't know. Was she the one who didn't tell him? Was she the buck stopped with her, and she wanted to kind of figure it out herself? But yeah, it's interesting. Going back to 2009 was the 2009 incidents, and who DeFries is. DeFries actually is a former lawyer, and he worked for Shell Oil, has known Urban since the early 90s, and he followed Urban to Utah, from Utah to Florida, Ohio State. He did serve as administrator, also as a consultant for players when it comes to life skills, they called him a life skills consultant there as well. And then of Foltolini has actually been a part of my Meyer staff since his time at Bowling Green. So that's, which is pretty interesting as well. So you got some guys that have been around Urban for quite a long time. And I mean, the fact that, Hiram DeFries was the one got involved with the initial problem that happened with Zach Smith is interesting, along with his grandfather trying to get Courtney not to. The thing is, the fact that they had to convince her means that she wanted to press charges on him. He must have done something pretty bad. She thought she had a good case, and they convinced her not to get it all wrapped up in it. And there's also Amy Nichol as well as there was. Interesting what this is all coming out. I'm just reading all the transcripts here. It's just like, it's interesting. McMurphy also reported the night of the 2009 incident in Gainesville. Zach Smith actually brought this woman home, Amy Nichol, telling his wife at the time that she had just broken up with her boyfriend and needed to stay the night at their house. So it's interesting. Obviously, Courtney said no, and she took the girl home. And when she returned is when that's what ensued the argument. So that's how things start right there. You bring some random girl home. Oh, she just broke up with her boyfriend. She needs to. Do you know her? I mean, that's kind of weird. You just bring some girl home. I don't know. This is all. I mean, I don't know how old these people are. Honestly, this is weird. All right. We're done with the Urban Meyer stuff. He's going to get what's coming to him. Honestly, he is. And it's unfortunate because he's a head coach, and he's a football coach. He's supposed to be helping with young men grow their lives and become better football players, not having to deal with some angry wide receivers coach who beats his wife. That's the problem. And now he's going to get called on the carpet because he didn't address it earlier. Why he was the guy? Is he really that great of a wide receivers coach? Why he's not like the offensive coordinator or your defensive like guru or something like that? He's a wide receivers coach. You couldn't cut him, axe him back in 2009 or in 2015. I mean, come on, just ridiculous. Why he's not gone, and it's going to cost Urban Meyer his own job with the Buckeyes. All right, going into this, number one, Roll Tide, as they come in as number one in the first coaches poll, preseason coaches poll, overwhelmingly the number one team in the country as the coaches poll did come out. And, of course, interesting because Ohio State is going to be involved in this as well, as they are coming in at number three, even despite the Urban Meyer being put on administrative leave. But Alabama, they did receive 61 of the 65 first place votes for this poll, which is why I'm going to show you that they're the overwhelming favorite. Especially, I mean, I don't know. Does Tua versus Jalen, does that change anything? I think it does a little bit, at least. I think it changes a little bit. But, you know, it is what it is with those guys down there, as they're going to get, I'm sure, I'm saying Urban Meyer too many times. Nick Saban will get everything figured out down there in Tuscaloosa. At number two was Clemson. And so they got three of the first place votes, and Ohio State got one of them. And then I think Georgia, they came in at number four, and followed by Oklahoma, number six, Washington, and then 7, 8, 9, 10 is Wisconsin, Miami, and Penn State and Auburn coming in there. And then you had the Big Ten actually did have five teams in the top 14 of the pool. I mean, yeah, Michigan State, Ohio State, and Penn State. There you go. Bam. Guess what? They're all in the same conference. They're all in the same division as well. I guess you could say not. And Wisconsin's in there too. So Ohio State, Penn State, Wisconsin, Michigan State. Four of the five are in the same division. So only one of those four teams are going to be in the Big Ten championship game. UCF comes in at number 23. I'm trying to see where the rest of the Pac-12 is. Obviously, Pac-12 favorite is Washington. They're at number six. As they come in there as well. So 65 coaches obviously vote. Urban Meyer is involved in the vote. Nick Saban, Dabo Swinney, Kirby Smart, Chris Peterson, Tom Herman, Penn State's James Franklin, TCU's Gary Patterson, and Mike Gundy are all involved in this vote as well. So They get the coaches poll every week, and we'll get that updated for you as soon as they all come out every week with the new season, of course, for you. So yeah, it's interesting, really interesting. With this whole stuff, and especially now with Ohio State, they're the third best team in the country preseason, according to all the coaches, and their coach is probably going to be done. All right, coming into this year, I know we've talked a lot about quarterback competitions, quarterback controversy maybe. So we're going to go over the ones that are still kind of going on right now and some of the biggest ones around the country. Obviously, the Tua Tagovailoa and Jalen Hurts saga continues as Nick Saban, Nick Saban has come out and said that they need to win the team in order to win the job. So, I mean, whether it's getting, I don't know if that's going to, for me, of course, when it comes to NFL, that's not a problem. But college, I feel like that would kind of split the locker room, wouldn't it? Like, you know, what if half a team wants Tua and half a team wants Jalen? You're kind of putting it on your players to try and pick sides between two of their peers. But it is what it is. You're putting obviously more on Jalen or on Tua to show leadership, and that's really what you're trying to get out of that. So that's what's going on down in Tuscaloosa. Then of course in Clemson, they say Kelly Bryant's number one, but if Trevor Lawrence, if he comes out and has a screaming fall practice, it's hard to shy away from that guy, because how do you let him leave him on the sidelines? He's just this physical specimen, the arm strength, the ability in the pocket. You've seen it all. And he's going to get his time eventually. But whether it's going to be this year or next year remains to be seen, or maybe this year during the middle of the year. But you also got Hunter Johnson leaving. So, I mean, that leaves kind of room for there's going to be a backup spot, obviously. But I mean, these two guys, they want to start. I bet you both of them want to start. And, I mean, if you're Trevor Lawrence, you got to be okay with if you don't get it. You have to be humble in the fact that you are going to get your time at this university. You are the man. You get it. You're a five-star recruit. Let Kelly have his last year. But as a competitor, you want, obviously, to get that job, and you're going to compete your hardest to get that job. And I'm assuming he's going to do that during fall practice. And, obviously, Trevor Lawrence could have a higher ceiling than Deshaun Watson, as he broke all of his records in Georgia and in college, in high school, I mean, and could be the same thing at Clemson. All right, moving on, as there is another one. Florida has a couple guys. They have Felipe Franks, Kyle Trask, and Emory Jones all fighting for the job, as Dan Mullen does not doesn't seem to think that he needs a mobile quarterback to win, as he was would like to like a pocket passers. At Alex Smith, when we got to Utah, he wasn't a very good runner. Chris Leak was not a very good runner. He was the MVP of the BCS championship. So no, you shouldn't rule out Franks just because he doesn't run an eye-popping 40-yard dash. I mean, this is all coming from Kirby Smart. So yeah, don't rule out the guy just because he can't run. If he likes guys he likes guys who can manage the offense and sit in the pocket. I don't know why there's the Tua factor of ESPN. Of course, they do all this stuff like, oh, who's a projected starter? Obviously, projected starter for Alabama. Actually, ESPN has it as Jalen Hurts. Then projected starter for Clemson is Bryant. But it's hard to say that Kelly Bryant's going to keep that job all year, is what we're saying pretty much here. I agree with that definitely. And then Ohio State, I mean, at Florida, it's Felipe Franks probably definitely is what you're going to be going for there. And then, yeah, because, I mean, they're keeping all these Tua factors, basically, instead of having basically your backup's too good to not be to be a backup. Because they weren't probably going to transfer. But then, obviously, Florida State has James Blackman. We talked about this a lot, about James Blackman and DeAndre Francois. Obviously, Blackman's been all up in Billy Taggart's grill, staying in his office, working out. Francois is dealing with a bunch of off-field stuff, but he's got the talent. He's got the experience. And he's definitely, he won a job already. He beat Malik Henry, remember, a few years ago to get that job. And Malik Henry now is in Long Beach somewhere. I don't know. He was in Kansas for a little bit. Go watch the latest edition of Last Chance U on Netflix, and you'll see Malik Henry. But you know, it is what it is. But yeah, no, it looks like that DeAndre Francois likely will be the starting quarterback, and then you'll have an experienced backup in James Blackman. Georgia, honestly, they have one because Justin Fields is so good. Justin Fields is such a highly touted recruit. You have this is kind of a forced quarterback competition because Jake, even though you think, oh, Jake Fromm, he took his team to a national championship last year. Why would he ever? You have both teams who went to the national championship last year in this list with the quarterback competition. Obviously, the one that won the game last year was because they switched quarterbacks during the middle of the game, and now those two are going at it. On the practice field, then you have Georgia with Jake Fromm, who did not all the confidence was instilled on him definitely during the season, and then now he's got Justin Fields, who he's just too good to kind of let go right now, or just say, oh, okay, you're going to be the backup this year. As Justin Fields, obviously the former number one recruit, is going to get his fair share of eyes. LSU has three different guys. They had Miles Brennan, Justin McMillan, and Lowell Narcisse in there for spring ball. And then, of course, Joe Burrow transfers to LSU and becomes the projected number one starter because – a week one starter because of his pedigree coming from Ohio State and showing what he could do. So he'll have a great chance to start there. Obviously, Shea Patterson, Brandon Peters, and Dylan McCaffrey all have a thing, but it looks like it'll be Shea Patterson as he's transferred there for a reason. And will likely be the starter for Jim Harbaugh. Nebraska has a decision between, we talked about this a little bit, between Tristan Gebbia, Adrian Martinez, and Andrew Brunch. Gebbia is likely to be the starter there, and so on and so forth. So on and so forth. All right, that'll wrap it up for the show today. As we'll coming to the end here, we'll come back on Monday. So everybody have a good weekend, and we'll hopefully have more to kind of spill out a little bit more with the guys' investigation at Urban Meyer. But I bet you're probably not going to figure anything out for at least a week or so, and then we'll have some news to break for you guys. So everybody have a good weekend. Talk to you later. Bye.
You've been listening to the Golden State Media Concepts Football Podcast, part of the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. You can find this show and others like it at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Download our podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, and Google Play. Just type in GSMC to find all the shows from the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network, from movies to music, from sports to entertainment, and even weird news. You can also follow us on Twitter and on Facebook. Thank you, and we hope you have enjoyed today's program.